going on, people? This is Lecrae.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Kel Mitchell.
Picky Wine, is that what we mean?
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Brian Hooks.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Dr. Dorinda Clark Cole.
Yo, what up, y'all? It's your boy, Kev, on stage.
Yo, what's up? This is Doug E. Fresh.
What up? It's DJ Emmy for that Breakfast Club.
What's up, everybody? It's Mr. Talkbox.
Hello there. This is Kim Burrell.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Cardi Cortez.
Well, hello there. I am Jacqueline Carr.
Good afternoon. It's Jess with the Mess.
Hey, everyone. This is Faith Jesse.
My name is Kid from Kid and Play.
Peace to the planet. Charlamagne the God here.
What's up, y'all? Las Vegas. It's Said Entertainer. I want you to download and tune into the greatest gospel station in the Las Vegas area.
It's the number one gospel station.
Number one gospel station.
Number one gospel radio.
Check it out. I need you to do me a favor. I need you to go download Anointed Radio app.
From either the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
For 24/7 gospel.
Make sure to check out their website at anointedradionetwork.com.
Music for the soul, music for your spirit, music to lift your heart.
That soul food for your body, that energy for your spirit.
Gospel in the morning, gospel for lunch, gospel at dinner, and then you go to sleep. You know what? Guess what? You're dreaming about some gospel.
Sometimes these are the songs that really uplift us and get us through some of the tough times.
Salute Pastor J. Calhoun and Anointed Radio.
Know your boy wouldn't steer you wrong. Go listen right now. You feel me?
Check them out without no doubt, because gospel is what it's all about.
Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody, it's Pastor Jan. Like always, we're going to go ahead and get started in normal fashion. Normal fashion is with a scripture and a prayer. And our scripture today is Proverbs 18, verse 21. And it says, the tongue can bring death or life. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences. That's an NLV. But one thing I want to just break down in that scripture, the most important thing is that death and life is in the tongue. So watch who you speak on. Watch who you speak over. Watch how you speak over them. Because in the Bible also says, do not touch my anointed, even with your words. That means don't touch them on that way either. Because a lot of times people think, you know, I just did a video about this, that profanity is cursing. No, cursing is saying that somebody can't do something, that somebody don't deserve this, that somebody is less than, and you're speaking against what God has ordained in their life. You're speaking against what they're trying to do. You're speaking against their business. You're speaking against their show. You're speaking against whatever they're putting their heart on, and God is provisioning it, and you don't even know he's provisioning it, but you're speaking against it because it ain't you. Watch your words. You wonder where the consequence comes from. You reap what you sow. You speak in death against your brothers and sister, and you wonder why the things in your life, death keep following, because it's bouncing back right back at you, because there's always a hedge of protection. If you don't realize it, you got no more of the spirit. The things, the words, the things that you're trying to put on somebody come right back at you, because they have nothing to do with that person. It's all about what it's got to do with you. Amen. Amen. Dear Father God, we just ask you today, God, to be able to mind our words, God. Let us be able to speak life and not to speak death. God, let us be able to build up the body of Christ, to give the edifice of your word, to bring life in all things that we do, God. God, we just ask you to be able to encamp us with life. Let us be able to see the evidence around us so we could be able to enjoy the life that we do see. God, we just ask you to be able to mend the relationships, to be able to build the bridges, to be able to stop the bickering, to stop the pettiness in the body of Christ that has grown as a cancer. God, we just ask you to bring communication, peace, and love in the body of Christ so that we could be able to build a relationship as brothers and sisters in the fold. God, we just ask you to let us be able to reach the unreachable, teach the unteachable, and even touch somebody with the hardest heart to say, what can I do to be saved? God, enlarge the territory of Anointed Radio. Let's be able to go forth and to grow new airwaves, new people, new audiences, new countries, so that they could be able to say they are a great representation of Christ and people could be able to see you when they see us. God, we just ask you to enlarge the territory, enlarge your presence. Let your presence be known. God, let everybody under the sound of my voice truly get a true revelation from you so that they can be able to enrich their relationship with you, to be able to build stronger bonds with you, God, and to truly see that you are real and that you are there. And we say that all in Jesus' precious name. Amen. 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 This is Pastor Jalen. Like always, I got something to say. What I got to say is this. You can follow me at Anointed Jalen on all social media platforms and get my music on all social media platforms as Pastor Jalen Calhoun. If you didn't know, now you know. I got a million streams on SoundCloud. Somebody gonna think I'm dope. I'm gonna make a song like how Tobey did, because that's why I be on my own. Because Miss Badu told me I'm dope. She ain't told me I'm dope yet. But if you go listen to Your Spirit Flows to Me and go tag a whole bunch of people, somebody going to tell me I'm dope. And I got a million streams to back it. How about that? I'm just saying. Go definitely check out Spirit Flow Through Me. And if you have not, make sure you share, like, and subscribe. All my YouTube people, make sure you subscribe. All my Facebook people, make sure you share, tag, like the page. And actually leave us a review if you like it. If you don't like it, say your opinion. And then everybody, make sure that you follow us on social media at LV Anointed Radio on all social media platforms. Download the Anointed Radio app and follow us on our Roku channel, where you could be able to watch all day, every day, Anointed Radio shows, movies, everything Christian related. And if you are a Christian playwright, if you are a Christian filmmaker, we're looking for you for the F to be able to put your movie out there to promote you. God put on my heart to be able to put people's movies that are Christian related out there. And I believe that there's a pocket of film directors that are Christian that want to get God's message out there that I haven't found yet. So if you know somebody, if you are somebody that do Christian filmmaking and all that good stuff, go ahead and send me an email at lvanointedradio@gmail.com. And we're going to get that situated. All right. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and bring up our OG, triple OG in a short period of time. Miss Simi So Real. And if you didn't know, we're looking for co-hosts. We're looking for co-hosts. So if you know somebody that got an hour every day, no, I'm just playing. I don't need every day. I'm not that needy. Every Wednesday for 1 hour, every Wednesday for 1 hour, you could be able to come onto the show and be with the Anointed Radio family and guests and come and give your opinions. Got to have a camera. Got to have free time. You can't be super busy, because if you're super busy, I understand you ain't got time. But you got to have one dedicated hour on Wednesday between 6 to 7 on Pacific. On Midwest, it would be 7. And Eastern would be about 8 for 1 hour. It's like a Bible study. You're going to come on and interview with us and be part of the family. And there's a lot of great things, other things that we're doing with the TV network that's coming soon, too. So with that being said, I wanted to bring that. So Miss Simi So Real, go ahead and tell everybody where they can follow you. You on mute with your whole microphone.
That was a remix.
Oh, got you.
Wicked, 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 wicked. You can find me on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. I am your girl, Simi So Real, always telling you the deal. You know the drill. So Simi So Real right here.
She got a bell, semi bell ring. Look at Semi. She got a whole bell. You know she a teacher. Amen. With that, we're gonna bring up our newest addition to the family. It's sad that Miss Brittany left, but we have a new addition to the family. I've known her for a while now. It's been a year now. Wow, it's crazy. I've known her for a year now. And she's coming out of the good old South. And she actually asked a while back, and she probably thought I forgot. She asked a while back. She was like, "Hey, yo, Pastor Jay, hey, let me get on the show." And I'm like, "I got like a full show." Like, you know, when you at a table and like everybody there, you're like, "I can't find a seat for you. But when I do, I won't forget.
I'm going to call you up.
Call me when you need someone to talk to." And that's what I did. I called her. And I told her,
tell him what you want.
Yes, all in there. So, our newest member of Anointed Radio here, you see it now, and we're gonna get to see more talk about her, but we're gonna let her introduce herself and see where she's at. Miss Marvette, the artist.
What's happening? Hey, y'all.
Hey,
and I just came out. Wait a minute now. What's happening, y'all? What's happening? First, before we go anywhere, Miss Surreal, I just sent you a friend request on good old Facebook. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yeah.
Okay, got you.
Yeah, just want to make sure so I won't forget. So I am Marvette the Artist, aka MTA. All the way from Duval, and we know that Jacksonville, Florida, my city, my home, and I love school so very much.
Amen. And definitely go follow her. Definitely go check her out. She got Sip and Chat. She got a...
Well, hold on. Before I change the name.
Oh, ain't no more Sipping.
It is Round Table with MTA.
Oh, Round Table MT. I like to Sip and Chat. Since you ain't got that no more, I might have to take that name. Really? You know, with my new tea book, you know, I got tea. And I'd be like, Sip and Chat and talk about the Bible. That might be a tea.
I love it.
With my book. With my book. First recipe in the tea book is, yes, I like this, Singer Tea. All right. Let's talk about the Bible. All righty.
I got the tea.
I need me a microphone.
Do she really though? Do she really though? I believe Simi be hyping people up. She's like, "I got the tea." What's the tea? Well, I got caramel tea. I got lemon tea.
You know what?
I got ginger tea. But it's gonna be all right, Miss Simi. One day you're gonna come. Maybe that should be your segment. You be what? Like, I got the tea. The tea is.
That's it.
Estella's is coming, and they're looking for people to buy into their souvenir book. So if you want to buy into the souvenir book, reach out to the Estella's because they're looking for people. Just got that email. We doing tea, but guess what? We're gonna do though for good time's sake. You know what we're gonna do?
What?
We're gonna do a little bit of this or that.
Oh, you're going to try.
I know that's a gospel song, right?
This or that?
It's actually a song. It's like a choir song. This and that. Like, that's how it goes. But...
this and this.
Yes.
And
that. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
That's my song. Once you said that, yes. Yeah.
That's it.
My bad. Oh, y'all having flashbacks. So we're playing a game of this or that.
That's the song right there. Yeah, that's a good two-step.
I'm saying that in my shenana.
In your shenana, nana.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, got you. Okay. So this game is this or that. You're going to go ahead and pick. I feel like Brittany, that's how she used to be able to. You got to ring them in together. You got to bring it in. And then we're going to talk about. We got about 15 this or that questions. It's simple. Just say what you would pick. And you got to pick one. First question, coffee or tea?
tea. I like coffee.
Got to have that coffee. But this is for you though.
Okay. Beach vacation or mountain vacation?
Beach.
Ditto.
Okay. Netflix or Hulu?
Netflix. Actually, I like Tubi, but
Who on Tubi that you like Tubi?
It's just I don't want to sound like I don't like Caucasian people, but it's just it's all the black movies.
No.
You just saying it's Chocolate City on Tubi.
Yeah.
Tubi is all the B-list movies we used to get from the bootleg man at the barbershop.
Exactly.
And that's what those movies on Tubi are.
Right. Mm. You're right.
You look like she never did that before. That's how I found out about Madea, the bootleg man.
Really?
Yep. That's how Tyler Perry got famous on the bootleg circuit.
He used to come out to Vegas all the time and do his shows over there at Cashman Field.
Oh yeah,
all the time.
I didn't go to his play until I saw it on a bootleg on Thanksgiving, and they said, "Hey, this is a funny play," and it was Dire Mad Black Woman,
Madea. My joint.
And then they had Clash Reunion, and I after Clash Reunion, that was the funniest one. All right, next one, Sweet or Salvory?
Give me Salvory.
Sweet.
All right, morning person or night owl? On the quiet storm. 102.9.
Morning. I'm a morning person.
Believe it or not, I fake it till I make it in the morning. I am a night owl.
Mm. Wow.
But you know, I don't know. I like to do things in the night, but I do believe everyone should be in the bed by 6:30.
That's not no even night owl.
6:30 p.m.
Yep.
Early.
15 minutes.
If I couldn't get in the bed every night at 6:30, I would be in the bed every night at 6:30. Oh, it's just the perfect time.
I couldn't grow up with you at all. I'd have been like, you in bed, the sun is still out.
I don't care. That's what the curtains is for in the room.
Oh Lord have mercy. All right.
You need the black curtains to make you look dog.
Next question. Facebook or Instagram?
Can I say I'm sick of both?
Oh.
Instagram?
Yeah.
Okay. Fiction or not? Hey, you know what's funny? Yeah, TikTok. I'm stuck on that.
TikTok is it. That's the place right there.
TikTok is man will take your whole hour without you knowing.
It takes man. TikTok is a time stealer. It's 3 hours. What happened? Because
with TikTok, you're gonna get some tea, you're gonna laugh, you're gonna get a prophetic word, you're gonna get some prayer.
You're gonna watch half of a movie.
You get it all. You get it all.
TikTok is well balanced. TikTok is well balanced for the mind, body, and the spirit.
And the soul.
And they're trying to take it away from us. In the shadows. So, fiction or nonfiction? That always used to get me as a kid. They're like, you want a fiction book or a nonfiction book? And I'm like, I don't know. Fiction or nonfiction?
Nonfiction.
Because fiction means it's fake.
Yeah,
I go with
and nonfiction. Mean it's real.
Mm-hmm.
I want some nonfiction. I want some Star Wars stuff. Yeah, okay. Pizza or burger?
I like that pizza.
You gotta pick one.
I pick pizza
because
I don't too much care for burgers like that.
Mm-hmm. We just had Memorial Day. You went to nobody's barbecue. All right, summer.
And you know what? I didn't.
Summer or winter? Last one. Summer or winter?
Winter. Give me the winter.
Summer.
It's because you're from Vegas.
like all that cold. Except that I'm going to go to bed at 5:30.
Wait, you just stay at 6:30.
You see how the time keep going down?
It's cold outside.
The time keeps going down. She said 5:30 now.
I like the after I take my shower, my soak, I'm about to sprawl out in the bed. If I'm not, even if I ain't going to sleep, I'm going
to send me be like, I'm going to put my stories on.
And I'm for real.
Call me some
I ain't got time for the rest of the world. This is my time. I need everything quiet.
You got the big mama spirit. You got the big mama spirit when you had to be quiet. And you're like, my whole son is outside. Y'all need to be quiet.
Yeah, it's too late. Yeah, for real. Everybody take a nap. It's 6:30. We got to go to bed at 8. Take a nap anyway.
If it ain't number 10 minutes, lay down. Rest in my eyes of yours.
That is the reason why I hate early dinners.
What we eat in my house between if we can eat before 4:30, we eating dinner.
You said that 4:30.
What the world is going on?
Yeah, if you have
shut the whole house down.
If we eat at 5 o'clock, we like what? What's this? And why are we eating so late?
Oh my god!
Eat dinner at 5 o'clock.
If it's past 5, it's late for us to have dinner.
That's still lunch.
No,
we still midday snackish.
No,
right. That is just a 5 square meals between 3 and 7. That's a meal,
and it's
called a snack. You're having your whole dinner.
No, later than 5.
They probably in around by 8 o'clock. They probably hungry again. They just ain't saying
anything. You gonna have some tea. You gonna have a little snack, and you gonna shut it down. Spit.
Oh my god, you one of them. You just swallow your spit, people.
You said I'm a what?
Swallow your spit.
Get out of my face and go swallow your spit. You ain't thirsty. Yeah.
That's me 102. I can't stand with people talking in that slobber up in the corners and they start gurgling when they talking. I'm gonna need you to swallow your spit for real. Hey. That's bothering me. Hey. That bothers me. That's a pet peeve of mine. I thought you said that.
I said you the one who tell the kids to go swallow their spit if they're thirsty because they're gonna go back to sleep.
No,
and then the I'm telling you. They be all there swinging to the air like, whoa, I'm hungry.
Dang, you hungry to take you hungry for some sleep.
Hey, they be tiptoeing in the kitchen and stuff.
Right. When you sleep, they eating cheese.
Eating one marshmallow at a time like this. They're like, she gone by 8. If that is closed, she gone by 8.
It's a wrap.
Hey, I got a cheese. Just don't turn the microwave on.
Oh, God.
Okay.
That's fine for a snack, but you don't need to be eating that late. Go get a snack. Get a little juice and go back to bed.
4:30 is early.
No, it's not.
You know what Simi's saying? It's 7:30 on the Eastern time at folks.
Yes. It's
7 o'clock somewhere. Okay.
MTA said she went over yonder. She said, what time is my side of the world? Let me check.
Yeah. It's 8.
Oh, don't nobody need to be snacking. It's 8 o'clock.
Going on 9 o'clock.
I haven't even had dinner yet. So, anyways, I digress.
I don't know how you make it. Aren't you famished? Ready to fall out somewhere?
She said famished.
My Bible tells me to put water on my face.
Did you anoint your head? That's the question. You're supposed to anoint your head and just, you know.
I was supposed to put water on my face and fix my face and serve the Lord. Amen.
Let's be the name of the Lord.
No, Simi.
Why?
That's your problem. That's why you be having the microphone because you be sleepy. Mm. I ain't seen the microphone this whole time. I just thought about that.
What?
Oh.
There it is. And there's my mom.
So the topic of tonight that we're going to be talking about. The topic we're going to be talking about tonight is we're going to talk about religious versus spiritual. Mm. And I have a few questions here. And each after each question, we could elaborate very quickly so we could be able to get through most of them. And then we go get some scriptures. So the first one, and this is open, whoever wanted to take it first, is what's the difference between religious and spiritual beliefs? What's the difference between being religious or spiritual?
I'm the newbie, so I'm going last.
Okay. Oh, so that means she just threw you to the front of the bus.
So religious is more like an order. It's more like you have some things that you know you need to do. And what you need to do is more important than the relationship with why you're doing what you do. So that's the religion part. The spiritual part is where you place the priority as, I do this because of the relationship that I have. So that's the spiritual aspect of it. Mm. So spiritual is more relationship, and religious is more, I follow the order of this. Mm. This is the order. This is how I do what I do. But it's not why I do what I do.
Okay.
That's good,
preacher.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Marvin, go ahead.
I felt that in Korea.
You low?
No, I'm low?
Yeah, you a little low.
Hold on. I'm about to see if I can
get mic her up a little bit.
I'm micing her up right now so she can
come. Okay, can y'all hear me a little better?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it.
See, what happened was I was trying to real sleekly. My phone was going dead, so I was trying to maneuver some stuff. Mm. But I could totally agree with her. Like the spiritual side, spiritually, it's relationship, your relationship with God. That's that one-on-one thing. And what I've learned, because I grew up in church, so I've seen both entities of the religion people who is like, you got to go by this order. You can't dip the, I'm country, so y'all, yeah, it's okay. Word. You can't veer off. I was trying to say a big word and it wasn't coming out right.
Was that deviate? Can't be deviate.
Thank you, cousin. Thank you. So yeah. So you can't veer off at all. You gotta stick to that one thing. And that's what's done happened in the body now. It's like everybody's stuck on you can't. They forgot that it's relational. We like literally forgot that Jesus is relationship. He's all about, our God is about the relationship, not about your orders and what you can't do. Like you can't, you're stiff. Like there's no room.
Right, box.
Religion is like, yeah, religion is like no room. It's just the one box, all the corners. And if you try to go out the box of it, you're doomed. And you know, yeah, that's not what it is.
You're gonna burn in hell.
Oh Lord,
I was gonna say that, but I was like, no, I'm not gonna. I'm the newbie, so I'm not gonna do that. But yeah, that's pretty much what they tell you. You're gonna. This is what they say. You're gonna bust hair wide open trying to do it that way.
They used to
because thumb. You what? Because my thing is, you stay in the box, but your heart ain't right. Then what?
Well, I'll talk on that. So let's use the example of Jesus. Jesus fed the multitude, right? And some people.
I'll give you the microphone.
I'm trying to go to the microphone was there. Actually, you know what? I bring mine. So Jesus fed the multitude. A lot of ministries got the part about feeding the multitude, but forgot about the personable relationships that he dealt with everybody that was there. He didn't just feed the multitude. He knew who was there. He knew he was so attuned to everybody there. I give you a perfect example. When he was walking during ministry, there was a woman with an issue of blood. And when she grabbed him, he said, "Who touched me?" That's how in tune he was. So he wasn't just there showing that I fed the multitude, which that is the religious part. He said, feed the hungry, clothe the naked. Mm-hmm. You know, house the homeless. That's what he said in the Bible. That's what the Bible says. But when you go and do it in vanity, when you do it in vain and you're doing it for ego, God don't get the glory. It's just kind of like when I was just playing around with that fasting. When you sit there and you scrunch up your face, the Bible says that that is the glory you get, the attention of why you crunching your face up.
Come on.
And not the reason why, because a lot of times people, they look like they're doing good deeds, but they're feeding their ego. Pride cometh before what? A great fall. So that, I feel like that's the religious aspect. They doing the action, but they don't care about who, why they're doing it. Like, that's like being a parent that don't care about their child. You like, I feed them. I'm supposed to. No, you do it because you love them. You want to make sure they're nourished. You want to make sure that they're okay. You want to make, there's so many people in the body of Christ that don't care if you okay. And that I have a problem.
Oh my God, talk about it, please.
Because if we're supposed to be people of love, and I want, let's go to scripture in first John. I will have to paraphrase this because I don't have it in front of me. First John, it says, how can you love a God you can't see, but hate a brother and sister you do see? So the people that you live on this earth with, you hate on them, but the God of love that created them, you love them. You love God. You're a liar. I love First John because he simply said you're a liar. Because if you deal with these people, these is your aunties, these is your cousins, these are your friends, these are your co-workers, these are all these people. If you can't show love to them, how are you going to really show it to God? And how would that look like? Would it be sometimey because you sometimey with people? Would it be with attitude because you have attitudes with people? Would it be to a point where you feel like you entitled, like you just being around is how your relationship would be with God? What do y'all think about that?
So first of all, let me touch on this because I've been saying this for a minute. Like we talk big, we like to quote a whole bunch of scriptures. We like to prophesy. We like to say, thus said God, like this sounds so profound, right? We do all that and we say in the name of God. But then when it comes down to your brother and sister, when they make a mistake that we feel like we don't want to show no mercy, no grace. We don't want to give them no love. We want to talk about them. We want to shun them. We want to put them to the side. And my thing is, how can you say that I love you with the love of Christ? You're not making sure, well, what happened to my sister that she failed? What happened to my brother that he made that mistake? What happened? What can I do to help you get back on your feet? Instead of us pulling our sisters and brothers up, we talk more about them and we push them further down. But we expect for God to open up these major doors. We expect God to give us these abundantly blessings. Why would he give you blessings on top of blessings when you can't love on his children the way he say love? We want to quote every scripture, but keep the scripture where he says love thy neighbor as thyself. We don't want to talk about that. We want to skip that scripture. But I want to talk, I want to give you this prophecy real quick. Let me look the part. Let me put my head and tip it to the side. Let me wear the collar and look good. But my heart far from what the word says. I don't really love for real. I don't want to deal with people for real. It's a pet peeve of mine to hear a preacher say, I don't really like people for real. Huh? you don't like people. That makes absolutely no sense when you say that you are chosen by God. Right. When you're chosen, when you're one of God's children, then you not only do you like the people, you love them. Because the Bible that I read, he loved, he showed love, he sat among. He wasn't just like them, but he sat among them. They felt his love, they felt his spirit. They felt like, hey, I may be dirty and jacked up, but he's still showing me love. But we get so high in mind, we think we too good. We too good to be around the people that we say, you know, beneath us. I'm sorry, I get, you know.
Well, yeah. I'll add on to that real quickly. Because I felt some people tiptoeing because they was like, oh yeah, them pastors. Well, Ucha, when you accept a salvation into your life, you were supposed to like people. because the first command, the first actual tenement that we're supposed to be doing is go and witness the gospel. Go out in the world and the highways and byways and the bushes and the countries and all these words and teach and talk about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. How you do that if you don't like people? Second thing is we can't, as Christians, we have we already ordained in this. You don't need to be ordained as a minister. You don't have to be ordained as a prophet. You're supposed to be ordained in love already, because if you don't know love, in First John again, if you want to know what a Christian is, go to First John. He'll break it down to you, and he'll make you feel some type of way too. He said, if you don't know love, you don't know God. That's as simple as it gets. That's not even paraphrase. If you don't know love, then you don't know God. Period.
Yeah.
It should have been exclamation point. Because your ways, if you accept the salvation and you're trying to be a disciple of Christ, the way, a believer of the way, going to the way that Jesus was paving for us, then you should have love in your heart, even for your enemies. He says, love thy enemies. Man, love the people that played you. Love the people that robbed you. Love the people that did you wrong. Love the people that talked about you. Love the people that put their mouth on you every time that you try to do something. Love these people. Because then I like the next part, because the battle's not yours. As soon as you go into that next level of pettiness that we love to try to dig deep and be like, oh, I could, if anything you can do, I can do better. We get backslapped by God, like, whoa, 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 Christian daughter, son of mine, what you doing? They forgive them, for they do not know what they do. You do. And James says, if you know better, do better. If you don't believe me, go read it. Yeah. Just throw that out there. So tell me what you think, and we're gonna go on to question two.
Well, you know, I agree with both with what you both said, and I just think that a lot of times just people are just not spiritually mature. You know, if you say you love God, and that's what you both talked about, it is important that you check on your brother and sister, and you check on them without judgment. You know, because sometimes they just need people to listen to what they're going through and just to love them and say, you know what? Because we have to be mindful even when we're ministering to people. You know, we need to be more God-led. Sometimes you know that what somebody's telling you is not absolutely right, but also God have pricked your heart and softened it and say, you know what? Just give them a listening ear and then pray about it. Just pray for them. And then when you get home, pray, make sure you put them on your prayer list and pray and call their name out, you know. And I think that sometimes we're so quick to just judge people. I think it's just spiritually immature, because if you've ever been broken, if you've ever been to a place where you've been broken, if you've ever been to a place where you've lost your mind, I'm not saying almost lost your mind, but I'm saying you have lost your mind. If you've ever been to any of those places, when God brings you out of that, just the way that you deal with life, just the way that you move in life is so much more different. You never the same when God puts you back together again. So when people talk to you and you know people going through, you're not quick to judge them, but you like your heart go out to them. And you like, I know what it's like, you know, I might not know what your situation is, but I know what it's like to be at the lowest of the low, in the darkest of the darkest hour. I know what that feel like. And everything in you as their brother or sister in Christ wants to pray for them and help them and let them know that they're loved in that moment. And I think that people just haven't, I know people, a lot of people say they've been through a lot, but you ain't been through a lot if you got a lot of room to judge. I promise you ain't been through enough. You ain't, until you lose your mind and God put your mind back together, you ain't in no place to be, you know. You have to me, sometimes you have to lose everything in God. Your mind, your finances, your relationships. And when God puts your pieces back together again, when he really molds you and make you over, you are not the same person. And when you're not the same person, everything you do, what you say, how you move, even how you live your life, how you witness to others, how you listen to people, it's done through a different lens, because you know what it's like to literally not have your mind. You know what it's like, you know, not to feel love. So until you're to that point, you're going to have people that's spiritually immature. You haven't been through enough. If you can be jealous of somebody else, you haven't been through enough. So until people are broken, when God say, you know, they talk about God being the potter, until you've been in his hands and he's been a potter, you will move immaturely. But I always can recognize somebody that lost their mind, because I lost mine. I always can recognize somebody that's been in a dark place through depression, because I didn't been depressed. I dealt with depression for 10 years. I lost 5 houses. I lost my retirement money. I've been through a major surgery when it was only supposed to be. So until you go through some things where you all the way broken down to the ground, you will be spiritually immature, and you will be in a place where you judge people, you're jealous of people. You got to lose everything to love God on a certain level and to understand, nah, baby, they just going through something. That's okay.
Lord Jesus.
You know, I don't say nothing, but I don't look at people anymore. I'm not able to look at people for who they are. I can't. I deal with spirits, you know, and you know, if your spirit ain't right, then I'm like, hey, you know what? They may just be in a place where, because even when you're dealing with spirits, you got to understand something about spirits. People deal with a spirit, have spirits of jealousy. People have spirits of anger. People have spirits of insecurity. But you can't even look only at that spirit. You got to look at the circumstance. Sometimes when people are hurt and angry and they feel depressed, they don't feel good enough, they don't feel loved. If they're not strong enough and have enough faith in the Lord, instead of them depending on God to elevate them and say, God, help me, let your strength be my strength and my weakness. And my weakness, Lord, your strength is made perfect. I'm so weak, Lord, help me. If they're not strong enough to do that, then the enemy comes in and say, you see that? You know you ugly, right? You know you're not worthy to be loved, right? You know you're not smart enough, right? You know you ain't gonna never make that money that you used to make, right? You know you ain't gonna never have anything, right? So then the enemy comes in that door where they're actually already hurting. And if they're not in a level where they have enough faith to say, God, I just need you to do it, then they'll give their ear to the enemy. And then he comes in. And see, they're already a victim. They're already a victim. But if they're not strong enough in their faith, they'll fall prey to the enemy. And they think, you know, well, I'm going through something. But you just held hand with the enemy. He's not your friend. After he finished with you, you're going to feel worse than you what you felt.
Facts.
So even when I'm looking at spirits, I say, you know, God, they just don't know. But Lord, I pray that you would help them with their mind. I pray that you would touch them with jealousy. I pray that you would touch them with the spirit of insecurity. I pray that you would touch them in their self-esteem and let them know they are beautiful in you. When you have lost everything, you don't look at nothing in life the same. And that's what I'm talking about. When I went for my walk earlier today, when I'm going on my walk, I don't go on walks. I go on walks to hear from God. That's why I go on walks. I go on walks to keep myself together, because every attack I have had has been in my body. I have dealt with heart issues. I just battled lupus, and God healed me from lupus. I've been battling. I have overcome colon cancer, ovarian cancer, everything. The enemy always attacks me. So I don't. When I go for a walk, it's because I'm grateful for God. It's just that I don't want nobody in my ear. That's why I don't take calls. It's not that I'm trying to be funny. That's my time with God. I just got to hear from him and let him know I love you and I want to take care of my body. You helped me keep my mind. Not help me keep my mind. You gave me my mind back. I lost it. I was broke. I lost my mind. I didn't have one. I lost it. Lord, you gave me my mind. You gave me a new mind. You renew my mind, Lord. You bless me in my finances. I don't worry about nothing. Even if I don't have it, you make a way for me, Lord. Help me to be a good steward over you. You. Everything that they try to make me sick with, Lord, you cure me from. You did not even let it stick or stay. Until you in that place, you're not gone. And then my story don't have to be everybody's story, but I'm not jealous of nobody. When people rejoice, I rejoice with them, because I'm like, you don't know. You only know what they showing you. You don't know what they had to do to get where they are.
Yeah.
You don't know how they grew up. You don't know their mindset. You only know what they present to you. You don't know what's going on in there. You don't know. So for me, when somebody rejoice, oh my God, I rejoice with them. When they cry, I cry right with them. I don't care. I cry with them too. Because I know for people to cry in this world, they done been through a lot. A lot of time, people strong. It take a lot for them to cry. They just tired. So when they cry, guess what? I cry. I'm sad for them too. You know, when they laugh, I'm laughing too. I'm glad it's a spirit of laughter. And when people are too negative, I shake them. Because I can't stay there. I know what it's like to be there. I'm gonna love you and I'm gonna pray, but I can't do the negativity because they have different spirits and I can't go back to the place that God delivered me from, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I think, you know, you have to lose a lot sometimes, you know, too. That's why sometimes when y'all talk, I just listen. Cause I'm like, I know I was like that at one point, but it seems so long ago. I mean, it just seemed so long ago.
So I got to say something that you said that was key. I'm going to do you from last week with Brittany. So one thing that you said is that you talk to God. And that goes back into the spirituality. You talk to God. And then the second part that you do is you listen for God. You take all distractions away and you listen. If you look at what Jesus did, going back into the spirituality of things and not the religious things in the Bible, every time he did ministry, he went away from everybody.
Yeah.
And he listened to God. Mm-hmm. Even in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he was before getting arrested, he went to talk to God. People are spiritually imbalanced because they have not talked to God. They have not even listened. They've been so distracted by the normal go. They've been so distracted by everybody and their issues. And one thing I could say that man, you reassured what I always knew. The enemy uses people. So don't be mad at the person. Be mad at the spirit. Because that spirit was able to convince that person in their anger. Have you ever dealt with somebody angry? Have you ever dealt with somebody drunk? Dealt with somebody that's been out on under influence? If you look in the Bible says that be sober-minded because the devil is like a roaring lion seeking whom he could devour. People, they think of, oh, he's like a lion. No, he's waiting for you to get angry enough because you have influence. Mm-hmm. He's waiting for you to get in your circle because you might be the weak link in your circle. And people be like, man, Pastor Jay's a solid dude. And if Pastor Jay's got to get just mad enough, financial enough, issued enough, where he let every guard down and the devil came and said, man, none of them liked you anyway. Shut down Anointed Radio. Bam. And like that, that was influence. Or you was in a situation where you and your family, everybody know you as the Christian, and they always bait you. And that final day that they finally get your wall down, you team up. And he influenced you because one thing he only could do is influence and hype you up. He's like the biggest high school instigator that you've dealt with. Yeah. Man, they never loved you in the first place. Cut them all off. Knowing that ain't right. Yeah. So if you look at spiritual, people are getting beat up because y'all so worried about who Baptist, who apostolic, who all this stuff, while you got spiritual demons in your house messing with you every day. You getting punched in the side of your head in the spirit every day. And you worried about who got cloths on? You worried about if the person in the pulpit, what kind of anatomy they are, but you got a spirit in your house that haven't gave you rest. You have a spirit in your house that has been tearing you up because you haven't acknowledged it. You haven't even talked to God about it. God, you can't hide nothing from God.
No. Mm-mm. No, absolutely not.
When you get spiritually mature, one thing I've realized is that you pray for people more.
Mm-hmm.
And you start saying, I don't want to be in their shoes. Because I remember being in their shoes. One thing I never liked is whoopings. And whoopings from God, you could pass that. I'd rather be faithful and do everything that God want me to do than to get whoopings over and over again. And that will change your perspective. Because sometimes losing your mind, God tear you up. For Simi, it was losing her mind. For me, it was a car accident. For me, it was jail. For me, it was different things. God know how to get you. The things that Simi went through, what Marvette went through, what I went through, might not even be the top level of what God will allow, because that's what's happening. When he take his hand off you,
and Jesus,
the enemy will put a whole flood. And because we've seen the example in Job. He said, do everything but kill him. Yep. How many times have God said that to you? Yep. Said that about you. Do everything but kill him. Make him lonely. Make him depressed. Let him lose the house. Let the relationships be trash. Let all these things happen. And God still have faith in you. Because here comes the application. God still has faith in you. To still worship God, to still give God the glory, to still come back to him and say, God, forgive me because I slid. Backsliding, meaning that you let the enemy put influence in your authority and your power that you hold from God. That is crazy when you sit there and put it. I let the enemy use my authority because God gave you authority and power. Against myself, he was a ticking time bomb.
Yeah,
that's crazy. That's not crazy, that's just spiritual warfare. And so, one thing I want to ask is, what is some scriptures? Because somebody's dealing with spiritual warfare, I feel it. Somebody's dealing with some spiritual warfare.
Sis is burning to say something.
Oh, I know. I'm gonna get to her. I'm gonna put that out there so we go back into it. What's some scriptures that you would say helped you in spiritual warfare? And the second thing is, let me knock this over the head. Simi says something that I felt in the spirit that somebody went against and was like, she probably didn't even like that. If I'm crying, I've actually seen her. I'll knock that over the head right now. I've seen her witness and minister with people. And she came to a conference I invited her to and enter the whole atmosphere of praying for people. Grabbing with people, praying with them, and actually doing a whole deliverance at a musical. So when she says she really talking about what she do, what she lives. So let me knock that over the head real quick. Go ahead, Marvette. I already got my scripture, and then we'll go back into scriptures.
Listen. First of all, I'm burning because this was like a right on time topic. I'm gonna say that. On because like y'all legit, but you know, me and you don't talk, so you don't know like what I've been dealing with myself. And it's like when she said, not only do she talk to God, but she listened, that's the place like God, he forced me in. Like he forced me because I was surrounded by so much noise and I was trying to do so much and I was trying to give so much. So I was so open to so much to where I was going down a dark hole. Those who know, like I have epilepsy. I've been having seizures since I was 13, y'all. I'm 44 years old. I have never in that time had 7 seizures in one day. Last month, I had 7 seizures in one day. One day. I didn't know what, I was told the following day, everything that was going on with me. I didn't know what the world was going on. And I was convinced in that moment, the enemy was trying to get me up out of here. Because what you said, I allowed the enemy. I gave up my authority because of my emotions, what I was feeling, what I was going through mentally, what I was going through in my personal life. I was already saying, I'm tired, I'm done. I just rather not. I don't want to deal with people. I don't want to sing no more. I'm not going to finish this book. I don't want to do anything. I'm good. Everything gonna get shut down because I'm tired. I kept saying how tired I was. And then God was like, okay, are you for real? Since you keep opening your mouth, this is what I'm going to do for you. And so in the midst of that, God made me shut up. He literally said the word, shut up. I need you to hear me. And when you get in a place where for 2 weeks I was all social media, I just stopped. I wasn't posting. I wasn't commenting on nothing. Just stopped. And I pulled myself away just so I can hear. Because I wasn't lit. I couldn't hear him. All of what was going on blocked his voice. And so now I'm in a place where I'm not making a move. If he don't tell me to make a move, I ain't doing it. I'm not reacting the same. When you heal, you hear different.
Yes.
You respond differently when you become healed.
Yeah.
Your reaction is different. Even like it's not to say that your flesh it rises up, but you be like, oh, well, what's the problem? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'd rather respond in love or don't respond at all. Because I'm not for the giving to the enemy. I done been there. I've been in that place. So because I prayed the prayer, God, I want to love the way you love people, and I want to see people how you do. Because he see me in a whole different light, for sure. For all the stuff I done, there ain't no way I'm supposed to be where I am and the doors that's been opening. There is no way. But because he see me as a finished product, he see me as literally as his daughter. So I'm like, God, I want to see your people the way you do. I don't want to see them and they mess up because they fail, because of their flaw, whatever it is. I want to see beyond that. So if I want to see beyond it, that means I need to love beyond it. I got to love past all that. Even giving them grace in their mess, even when they ain't give me grace. It's not about what they give me. It's all about how I respond to them now. It's how I mean, there's so much going on. And God was like, hey, don't say nothing. I know you want to respond. Now don't do it. I know you want to, you know, defend. God told me, and I said this a couple days ago, I would never again throw away the scripture, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I heard it all my life, and I was like, okay. But he has shown me what he meant in the last 2 weeks, what he meant. And he said, all I needed you to do was be quiet. How can I defend you if you're always talking? If you're always trying to defend yourself. So when you be quiet, I can do it. So I had to be quiet. He said, watch what I do. Watch how I come defend you. And you love on them. You showing love. Even though they may not even receive your love, but it's okay. Still show love. Because that's what's going to win. Your response to the foolishness ain't going to do it. Man, it's been crazy. Man, listen. You didn't even know. But when you called me about being on the show, I was in Arkansas. I was going through so much, and God, I came to Jacksonville, and I visit, and I was like, okay, God, what is it that you want from me? Because this is too much going on. And he said, I need you to get back home, and I'll make provision. And that's exactly what he did. And since I've been back home, and it hasn't been easy, but he's been providing. He's been taking care of me. I haven't got a job yet. And I'm like, but I'm still eating every day. I have a roof over my head. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not missing nothing. I mean, I have the financial piece that I want, but God said, I told you I provide. So you don't worry about nothing else. I got it. So in order for him to have it, I had to be quiet. I had to move out the way. And that's the thing that we don't teach. It's not being taught to people. If you just move out the way and let God have his way, move out the way. Love in spite of. Because he loves us. But who are we to say, I'm not going to love on that person who has made a mistake, who lied, the drunk, the thief, the prostitute? Who am I to tell you I can't love when he loved on me when I was a liar, a thief, a prostitute? Really? If he loved me, how dare I say I won't love on you? We gotta I get excited because where God has me now. Marvette is the one that I am going to defend myself to the T. I always, when somebody come tell me, give me some word, I always got a but, and God was like, no, change your but and say, okay. Just say, okay. Amen. Or, okay. Let it go. And then you come to me and pray about it. If that word was written for you, come talk to me. I'll tell you that was for you. Now I need you to move in this way. I tell you now, that wasn't for you. That was, they was in their feelings. But this is how I want you to react, respond to it. Don't say nothing. Just pray about it. pray for them. And that's what we miss. We want to open our mouth and talk against, and God said, pray for your enemies. Love on your enemies. That's what he wants us to do. And I don't need to fight. We don't need to fight. My, you know how I fight now? In my prayer. That's how I go to war. I can't use the hashtag I wore different and I wore the same. And wore different is keeping my mouth closed.
What's that scripture? What's that scripture that says slow to speak?
Yes. Oh my God, what is it?
Slow to wrath. I was and quick to hear.
And quick to hear. Slow to speak. Slow. Well, yeah. And I believe it goes slow to speak. Lord, give it to me. And because the anger, because wrath is the same thing as anger in a different translation. But one thing, mm-hmm. we have to be quick to listen, because I could tell you something. Let me break down a real God situation. At work, I was working at my job at Rancho High School, and my supervisor came in tripping. I mean, tripping. I just started Anointed Radio. He like, so you got the nerve. See, that's why you can't tell everybody your business at your job. You got the nerve to be at the studio when you're supposed to be at work, and you got me over here hearing you on the station and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, bro, I'm downstairs. What are you talking about? I already left. I'm coming back. So I'm like, all right, this ain't about me. That's what I kept hearing in my head. This was a real God situation. And me was like, bro, he tripping. First of all, you my boss. You ain't supposed to talk to me like that. And I'm over here working hard, and you gonna come over here at my job site, yell at me while I just had to reconfigure all these computers in the computer lab because these teachers don't know how to put their chairs up and all their projectors want to be down. I was fussing. I was in a fussing mood. But then God said, listen to what he talking about. So I was listening. He's like, yeah, and you know, blah, blah, blah. I said, you know, it's all right. I was here working. I just had Anointed Radio on, and I don't know how to put the shows separated from the music. So you heard an old show and some music. He's like, oh yeah, my bad. And I prayed for him. I was like, can I pray for you? I said it angry because I didn't want to pray for him. I was like, bruh, you got at me really sideways right now. I was like, hey, bruh, can I pray for you? Like, then God was downloading me. And then he was like, I appreciate you praying for me. I was tripping. I apologize. But I found out that I'm about to get evicted. And I don't know where I'm about to be. Me and my wife got to go find a place. And I literally was like, oh, well, I have a realtor that can help you buy a house. And he bought a house.
Wow. But
if I would have did what I wanted to do, I probably would have got fired. He still would have probably got evicted and not been able to buy a house. But that was a God intervention moment. I want people to see that process. I still listen to God, even in my feelings, because I know how it is on the other end not to listen. So just to give y'all example of what it looks like. Simi got a scripture because she's been looking down like 17 times.
And no, I was looking at that scripture that you was that you were talking about. And we were right. It says, but this one is in James 1:19. I think it's in another place, one in like Proverbs or Psalms.
Yes.
Proverbs. But this one says, wherefore, my dear brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. That's what we were saying. So, you know, I was like, we said it right. But I think you wanted the one in Proverbs.
I'm about to actually pull it up since, you know. Marvette, do you got a scripture?
What the scripture? I'm going to tell you.
For your spiritual warfare?
It's so simple. And we said, but I had to finally, I kept saying until I believed it. And I know that's hard for you. But like, how you didn't believe scripture? Because I was getting attacked so much, I was like, you know, hey, it's okay, God. I'm just going to keep saying it. And that's simple. No weapon formed against me. Like, I don't care what come my way, what you thought I did, what's going on in my life. No, he said, he did not say that they wasn't coming. He just said they wasn't going to prosper. So I kept saying until I believe it. So now I sit back and I'm like, you know what? You got your mouth for me, but it's okay because no weapon formed against me. Prosper. Keep talking. keep trying to set traps. Booger's setting traps for me to fall. Keep on and keep watching what God do. Because no weapon formed against me shall prosper.
And what scripture is that?
That comes from Isaiah 54 and 17.
Just for the people in the back that didn't know where that
came. I didn't know.
And you know, I was thinking too about how, like, sometimes we do make decisions where we are attacked, but other times it's not that we have put ourselves in a bad situation to be attacked. It is a Job. It is a Job experience. You know, it's not all the time. Now, there were some decisions that I made in my life. You know, sometimes I chose the wrong people to be in a relationship with, you know. I wanted to be loved by this person, this and that didn't work out. But actually, the losing of my mind and the attacks on my body, that's because the enemy couldn't find another way to come into. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes we do things where the enemy, you know, we have an attack on our body, but other times we are actually having a Job experience. Because we're trying to walk upright for God, because we made up our mind that we're going to do what the Lord said, we're going to walk in purpose, then come the attacks of the enemy. You know, and so, and the thing of it is at this point in life, I really, you know, don't care what anybody thinks, as long as, you know, God know the truth. Like, I don't, you know, I'm not one to care about what people think. And the one thing that I do love about what you said, sis, is that the Lord, the vengeance is mine, thus said the Lord, I will pay, right? And I listen when I go to bed. If I listen to something, I go to bed listening to scriptures. And one day I was asleep and I was listening to scriptures. I guess it plays for like 5 to 6 hours. I don't know when to stop. I'll be asleep. But I got up when it said, vengeance is mine, thus said the Lord. I will repay. And I said to myself, I said, I had to correct myself because I said, you know, I would tell people, you know, whatever it is you plot for me, that's going to be for you. Sometimes it ain't for you to even say that, even though David had a situation. He was like, Lord, what they speak, let it be put back on them. Whatever they mouth speak, let it be their trap. Let it snare and snare them. But sometimes that is not for us to say. It's for us to really let God handle. And this is my scripture, something that the Lord gave me. He gave me.
Before you go to spiritual, I found what we was talking about earlier.
Okay.
Proverbs 14 and 29, New Living Translation. It says, people with understanding control their anger. A hot temper shows great foolishness. So that was Proverbs 14 and 29. But go ahead with your scripture. And I'll go my scripture and we can go ahead and close out.
One thing that the Lord told me, he kept saying that when a man's ways please God, even his enemies would be at peace with him. He kept telling me that. And then the second thing is he gave me this Psalms 18 and 19. I have some scriptures that I would read over and over, but this one I remember when I read it, it said, he brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. And that's when I read that scripture, he delivered me because he delighted in me. I said, I need to get out of this place where, you know, God is just my father, but I need to be God, his friend. I want God to be my friend. I don't want to only be a servant of God and him to be my father and I'm his daughter, but I need to move in an area where I'm closer to God, where he's delighting me because he delights in me. He's delivering me and because I'm his friend. And that made me start moving different. That made me start. That's why I don't get on the telephone when I'm angry. I don't get on the telephone. I talk to God. God be like, he said, you know, talk to me, Sammy. You ain't got to talk to nobody. And, you know, and sometimes people get mad because they're like, you don't ever call. Or, you know, when I'm going through stuff, the name for me to always call, I might get around to you, but that conversation needs to be had with God because he's my friend, because I trust him, you know, because I need to handle myself. And so also what I've discovered is in this different chapter is that the people that are closest to you, especially I have a couple of people in my family that really challenge me, because sometimes people in your family are jealous. And how you know is when they say, it's just you, you know, because you're so perfect. I'm not perfect like you. That's how you know what kind of spirit you're dealing with. Not that we, but you know, when you start hearing, everybody ain't like you. Everybody yes. ain't like you. I'm not your measuring rod. Don't measure yourself against me. This ain't what you want to measure yourself against. Please measure yourself against the word of God and what he say. Don't measure yourself against me. You ain't got no reason to be mad or jealous about me. But I found that in this particular space, I'm very cautious about who I allow to be in my ear, who I hang around, what I'm involved in with, what I participate in, and also who I'm around. Family member or no family member, I don't care. Mm. If you are taking my peace, if you are provoking me, and I have a lot of time, you know, we all have in our flesh things we dealt with. Some people, a lot of people I know dealt with sexuality. They ain't never been my thing. Sexuality ain't never been my thing. But anger has always been my thing. And it's not an anger. It's an anger. She got in a fight and we had to call the ambulance in the seventh grade. That is the kind of anger. I don't even know what I did. So I have a particular family member that I'd be like, to the point where I said, I had to talk with God and I was like, I had to pull over on the side of the road, first of all.
Wow.
Because I get so angry. It's either, and people love me, but they don't understand. I don't have this. I'm here or I'm here. I ain't never been here. I'm here or I'm here. And you ain't gonna get no warning. I get so scared after I lost my mind. And I don't know exactly what I did, but I know my family was like, it was bad. That now when I'm angry, I pull off to the side of the road and I might have to walk because I can't allow myself to be there anymore. But God told me when I talk with God, I said, I got to talk with God. God said, you know what? Separate yourself right now until I discipline you enough where you're strong enough to deal with that in the moment. Because I can't allow you, because you love me and you reach out to me to go back into that place. So that's why I don't, it's certain people I'm like, no, that's okay. Because it's not for me. I'm not going to misrepresent God with all the things he's done for me. I'm not about to misrepresent him and give you what you don't want to have.
That's good.
Because people think that because you smile and because you battle with depression for 10 years and it took you 3 years to learn how to be a positive person, that they really know you. No, you know what I show you. And you know what God's allowed me to become, how he's allowed me to operate. But if you really, really knew, you would talk to me. I told somebody, I said, you would choose your word wisely if you knew what you knew. You would choose to speak more wisely. You'd be more careful with your words. So, you know, God is good. But
and that's why they say watch out who you, that's why they say watch out who you speak on, because you don't know what people, you know, the Bible said something that was deep while I was looking for that scripture, saying that gentle answers can take away a wrath, anger. Somebody could be so, excuse my words, pissed off at you, and a simple, and it reminds me of grandmama. You come in there mad, like, oh, I'm gonna knock that. Baby boy, go sit down. But he, go sit down. Sometimes you got to have that in your spirit for yourself.
Yes.
And you got to forgive yourself for even getting there. Sometimes we forget that part. You got to forgive yourself and say, sometimes that's part of me. I know that's in me. I know myself. And I forgive myself for even having to go down, like my dad would say, even if I had to ride down that bus, let me forgive myself for having to even get there, because I allowed the situation. I allowed everything because nobody could do what do people say? Ain't nobody could control you but you.
But you.
So you got to get to a point where you forgive yourself and understand where you are and know those triggers so that you're not sitting here hidden landmines when you're going through.
That's things. Right. That's absolutely right.
Anger is no joke.
That's so huge to know your to identify what your triggers are. Just that is like that is a major thing to do. Because I promise, I just said yesterday, just because my hands are still, don't mean they won't get active. Please. Lord, keep me near the cross.
Lord, we're going to pray for my vet while I get my last.
Keep us near the cross, Lord. God,
keep us near the cross. With love and kindness, I draw thee. Lord,
yes, that's God. What it
says. With love and kindness, I draw thee. Not active hands. Peace is not still with
God Smith is good. And Western.
God, we God is of love and of a, yes, a renewing Lord. Of a mind.
Sometimes we have to remind ourselves that, you know, when you come. When you think about how good God is and how far you come, do you really want to go back? And it bothers you. You know, it starts bothering you. So you're like, I'm not even trying to be that person no more. That is not even, God, you are pulling me from that and you pushing me into that. You get to the point where you get upset because you don't even want to be in that place. So you have to learn. Wisdom will tell you, you know, that guess what? Until God heal me on a certain level or when I'm around this person, just be mindful that they may say dumb things or they may do dumb things and, you know, and let it roll off and keep the peace of God. And if it get bad, just kindly excuse yourself. You know, I think I better go head on. Yeah, so many shenanigans and all may not fare well if I don't leave right now. But
sometimes you don't even got to say that. Sometimes they just got to look for you and you'll be gone like Jesus. They be like, wasn't she just here? Sometimes we have to not even give notice. She'd be like, and they'd be like, I said, yeah, I had to go. I had a few phone calls that came through. Yeah. My scripture, amen, is Luke 10:19.
Okay.
Luke 10:19 says, behold, I have given you authority to tread on scorpions and serpents and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall hurt you. When I first read this scripture, this was a scripture that really, really was close to my heart because I used to get bad spiritual warfare where I'd be woken up. I hadn't seen hell before. I hadn't had demons taunt me. I hadn't had all kinds of things. And I had to realize when I start reading the Bible, God knew once I hit this Bible, I was going to do that whole thing he said, hide in your heart, so that when you have spiritual warfare, that people, you don't need to call nobody. You could just be able to understand the power and authority and knowing who you are and whose you are in that moment of spiritual warfare, where this scripture, I had this highlighted back when we have, you know, physical Bibles with the highlighters. And Luke 10:19 had a sticker. So as soon as I went through something on the spiritual side, I would just say, behold, God has given me authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall hurt me. God, please take me from hurt, harm, and danger in this situation. Sometimes you got to put a hedge of protection around yourself, especially when you have that feeling and that sense. So that's my scripture, Luke 10:19, for spiritual warfare. And sometimes you got to understand on the spiritual side, it is cool to be, I am Baptist to the core. I believe in decency and order. But, I had to add that, but, if you're not attuning to your spiritual side, to listening to the God that you being in decency and order with, if you're not being to the point where you could be able to see where people are, because how can you be the prophet of the house, the pastor of the house, the evangelist of the house, if you can't even see the spirits that walk among you? You don't even know the people that labor among you and the spirits that hold on to them, so that you operate in wrong. And you frustrated because you put in the square in the circle hole instead of knowing that spirit and the spirit of the lame, dumb spirit, the spirit of the Jezebel spirit, the spirit of all kind of molestation and all kind of things that have not been talked about. Let's talk about that. And it rooted into all kind of things, because so many people wonder why deliverance don't happen no more. It's because you talking to the wrong spirit. You talking to the offspring of the original spirit that jumped on the person.
I'm gonna go ahead and close. I'm
gonna
log on that.
Amen. So if you make sure you follow us at Anointed Radio on all social media platforms. We're gonna have great more talk. I have a spirit of talking because I'm tired of interviewing people. I'm not gonna lie to nobody. It takes a lot to interview people, bring people on and stuff. But I realize because I have my own platform that I want to talk about the Bible. Because a lot of preachers that I try to talk to about the Bible, they want to talk about everything but the Bible. So we're going to talk about the Bible for the next month of June and talk about some real gift-giving tools. Knowing the understanding the gifts of praying, knowing the understanding the gift of fasting, and wonder why the devil is trying to weed that out this church. Because how many times you heard a church doing a national fast? Oh my gosh. They haven't did it because the enemy has infiltrated and taken away the power, my brother. So we're gonna talk about some things this month of June. I'm not even interviewing nobody. If you want to interview, you go into July, and I'm gonna see how I feel because it's Stella Week. And I'm
gonna goodness.
I'll be working. But with that being said, make sure you share, like, subscribe, and follow all of us. We do great things in our individual lives, but we come here every Wednesday to be with y'all in y'all living rooms, on your phones, while you at work, while you over there in your car, chilling, seeing if you're going to want to go inside your house or not. Go inside, bro. Just saying. Follow us at Anointed Radio. Download the Anointed Radio app. If you want to bless us with a love offering, go ahead and hit us up at the Cash App at Anointed Radio Network on Cash App. Download the Anointed Radio Network app on Roku and watch us on TV, y'all, in your living room and everywhere you go. And listen to 24-Hour Gospel. Follow Send Me So Real. Follow Marvette the Artist. And you can follow me if you want to. I don't really care. But you go ahead and just follow everybody and... We had a good, let's end this on a prayer. Cause I felt like somebody going to get a breakthrough with this one. And I feel like the preacher of the house today was really Simi. Cause Simi was preaching. Did y'all hear that part when she said, and when you lost your mind, and he put it together, you could see
put it back together. Come
on, I said, I got to use that. When you lost your mind, you could identify people that lost their mind too. That is it's like a superpower. You could be like, oh, you lost your mind. Oh, you got, oh, you lost it. You lost your, come here. So,
come here, baby.
Hold on. I ain't got no fancy microphone. Oh, I got a real one. Hold on. Be the sound guy. Hold on.
Right. Oh my goodness.
It's so past your bedtime too. Go ahead and pray.
Oh, you want me to pray? Oh, I didn't hear that part.
It's past your bedtime. I'm gonna try to get you out. I know.
I'm so glad you called me out. Okay. All right. Let's be a somebody our heads. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for such a time as this. Lord, we thank you for allowing us to be here on this platform that Pastor Jay has put together for us. Lord, and we just thank you for allowing us to speak about you and your goodness. We thank you for allowing us to testify today. We thank you for allowing us to encourage not only one another, but whoever was listening. We ask, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that someone would be changed, someone would be encouraged, someone would have hope, even if they want to be saved, Lord, that you would save them and let them understand that if they believe that you died, you went on a cross, you died, but you were resurrected on the third day, Lord. And if they believe that you rose on the third day and that you died on that cross, but you had all power in your heaven and in earth. And that you're able to deliver them from everything, including sin, because that's why you died for them, that they could be delivered and made safe today, Lord. Go ahead and save them in this hour, in this moment. if they confess that they believe in and on the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you would bless each one of us and all the families that represent that are connected to us. We ask that you would protect our coming and going. And Lord, we ask that you would continue to word our mouth, that you would give us favor. Lord, and that we allow you to give, we would be allowed to give your name glory and honor, even in this. Lord, strengthen us with every breath. Elevate our platforms, Lord, that we could give you more glory, expand our territory. But Lord, whatever you do, never take your hand off our lives. And continue, Lord, to be what leads and guides us in all truth. Whatever you do, just don't take your hand off of our lives. We thank you for all things. In Jesus' mighty name, you get all the glory, for you're worthy of it. And we say, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Make sure you follow, share, like, and subscribe. Shout out to the WNBA Aces. Shout out to our new champions, the Golden Knights of Las Vegas, the Aviators, and the future A's, and the Las Vegas Raiders. All of our media partners, shout outs to y'all, and much love. We'll see y'all next week. Bye.